Lord God, we thank you for your word. We thank you that as we read your word, we hear your voice. And please, Lord, may our hearts and souls be ready to hear and receive for your name's sake. Amen. It is the Sunday after Ascension Day, which is why we have these readings. We're also in the middle of the Thy Kingdom Come initiative, 10 days of prayer with others across the nations. And this is a prayer ministry service, so there are a few bases to cover. And the first point to make is this. Jesus prayed in front of his disciples because he wanted them to pray. There were times when he prayed on his own, away from anyone else, but there were many times when he prayed with them or in front of them. Why? Because he wanted them to pray. It's one of the best ways of teaching, by example, by encouragement. And it's worth remembering if we'd like people in our household to learn how to pray or to know what prayer is, then saying prayers in day by day or week by week in our households, in front of the people of our household, it's one of the ways in which we can teach by example and encourage others to learn and to pray. Jesus prayed in front of his disciples because he wanted them to pray, and also it meant that we have a good record of quite a few of his prayers for the same reason. And in this reading from John 17, we see Jesus praying for his followers, and he prays for his followers and their unity, and he prays for his followers to spread the word truthfully across the world. And he prayed that in front of them, because he wanted them to pray it as well. He wanted them to be people who prayed for unity amongst his people and who prayed for the gospel to spread throughout the world. Prayer for spreading the gospel of Jesus Christ is part of being a Christian. And these 10 days between Ascension and Pentecost, Thy Kingdom Come, is a time of extra focus to remind us and encourage us and enable us to do that, encouraged by the archbishops and others who are praying, Thy Kingdom Come. Jesus prayed in front of his disciples because he wanted them to pray. That's the first point. Here's the second point. Jesus knew suffering in this life, and so we know that God knows our suffering. We turn to the other reading, the Acts 1 reading. And the book of Acts starts with the ascension of Jesus to heaven, the day we call Ascension Day. But it's interesting, the context that we're given for Jesus' ascension is his suffering and resurrection. Not just his resurrection, his suffering too. If we read from the beginning of the book of Acts, on page 122 in the Church Bibles, it says this, in the first book, Theophilus, I wrote all about that Jesus did and taught from the beginning, until the day when he was taken up to heaven, after giving instructions through the Holy Spirit to the apostles whom he had chosen. After his suffering, he presented himself alive to them by many convincing proofs, appearing to them during 40 days and speaking about the kingdom of God. So the context for the ascension of Jesus was his suffering and the appearances of his resurrection body. And then Jesus' ascension to heaven, which I think is hard for quite a few of us to get our heads around. I think it was an early Russian cosmonaut, maybe encouraged by his atheist government leaders, who looked out of the window of his space rocket and declared confidently that there was no heaven out there at all. But we humans are wise, not to put our confidence in limited human knowledge. There are lots of things we don't know. There are lots of things we can't see, the location of God's heaven included. There is much more out there than we realize. And heaven is the place where God's people join him around his throne for eternity, and where we will have new bodies, like Jesus' new body, after his death and resurrection. Resurrection bodies. The eyewitnesses of Jesus after his resurrection and before his ascension saw his resurrection body. That's what it says here. He presented himself alive to them by many convincing proofs, appearing to them during 40 days and speaking. He's able to eat and move freely as well as speak. So life in resurrection body is a brilliant thing. Life in God's heaven is a brilliant thing. But for now, like Jesus, so often we experience suffering, frustration, pain, alongside glimpses of the glad thing it can be to have a body. Jesus knew suffering in this life. He knew the suffering of others whom he got alongside. He knew intense suffering himself. So we know that God knows our suffering. And some of our suffering may be obvious, physical, and others see it. Some of it may be hidden from others. Maybe a struggle that's more in our minds, or an aching emptiness in our soul that's so real to us, and yet others don't necessarily notice. This life throws up all sorts of trouble, as well as all sorts of joy, satisfaction. God knows. God knows the trouble, and God knows the joy. And sometimes the two can go together. And always God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, wants to hear from us in the same way that Jesus prayed so that others might pray. God, our Heavenly Father, wants to hear. So it's putting those two points together. Jesus prayed in front of his followers and wanted them to pray too. Jesus knew trouble and suffering in this life, and so we know that God knows our suffering. Put them together, what do we get? God knows us through and through, our troubles and our gladness, and he wants us to pray. And if we can't pray, we can ask someone else to pray with us. That's the offer today. Why not come forward a bit later in the service and have someone pray with you? Ask for a particular need, or maybe just a general prayer. Ask for yourself or for someone else. Because God is like a Heavenly Father, like a parent with a teenager. And the parent looks at the teenager and can see what's going on, can see the high times and the low times, can see the trouble, and wishes to help. But actually the parent knows that probably it's best to not to wade in, but to wait for the teenager to ask. That's how God is with us, wanting us to ask. Ask, and it shall be given to you, said Jesus. Seek, and you will find. God is a Heavenly Father who has good news, good things for people in any situation. For a few, he may give a gift of healing. For all, he offers his presence, comfort, encouragement, strength to cope and continue, to set a course in a better direction. We all need help, and there's none better than God's help. So may I encourage you to seek the Lord this morning. Cast your cares upon him, for he cares for you.